welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Michael, your black bougie brother.
Congratulations.
I'm the bougie black brother now. I'm not a dreadlock connoisseur because I cut those off years ago. So we had to get that all changed up. So when I roll in, I'm just that bougie black brother that's going to come out and let you know what's going on. But I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we're here because we just finished seeing about a day or so ago the John Wick 2.
Oh.
So we're big Keanu Reeves fans.
Yes,
when he does the right movie.
Only when he comes in, go back into hiding.
Yeah, so when he comes in, we kind of like, what is he doing? Find out what he's doing and then be like, nope, not going to see that one. But, you know, the first John Wick, you remember that one, right, Alicia?
Yes, I did. That was good.
Excellent.
It was so good. I love it when they kill people and shoot them up and beat their asses. I love that kind of movie.
We kind of got into that. That was the first John Wick that came out in 2014. So that was practically about 3 years ago, which was cool because, you know, it's still fresh, but not quite. Yeah, y'all took a long time to come out with this.
Yep, it sure
did. You know, and they didn't really end it. You know, they kind of said, yeah, it's ended, but he's going about his business. He's got a new puppy and so on and so forth. But
They didn't kill that dog.
Yeah. So that made about $88 million, which was a small, it was a $20 million budget on that. So you know when they triple or quadruple their budget on a small movie, they're going to be all types of movies behind that. So it was really the John Wick. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. Because I know a lot of people I asked to say, yo, the two is coming out. They was like, I didn't see the one. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you didn't see the one? Yeah. So that was kind of weird. But a lot of people going back and they seeing the John Wick, the first one. But it comes on, this guy is just, you know, his wife died of some cancer or some disease. And, you know, he's really distraught. And, you know, he has this beautiful home that he's just chilling in. And, you know, woe is me. And, you know, that's how Keanu does. You know, he plays that solemn guy that walks around and, you know, just pretty cool and everything. So, anywho, his wife, before she died, you know, just ordered him a puppy.
That's right.
With some reminders of her and everything. So he grew attached to this puppy, and oh, it was just adorable, you know.
It was a puppy, goddamn.
But it was a puppy, you know, people and their dogs, but we're not going to go there. So he rolled out to get some kibbles for the dog, and this Russian guy rolls up and say, how much for the car? How much for the car? You know, and he was like, it's not for sale. You know, Keanu, it's not for sale, and I'm not talking anymore. You know, that's my Keanu, sorry. So, and the Russian guy was just like pissed off, and he said, excuse us, thank you very much. And they went about their business. I'm going to stop with the impression, sorry. So he went home, and they broke into his house, killed his dog, beat him up, and took his car. Little did they know, this was an ex-assassin for the Russian mob and everybody in this network of spies. So it's just amazing network of spies all over the world, hidden type of community. So once he was trying to get back in to find this guy, because he was the son of one of the big Russian big bosses.
Right.
So he was like, no, I got to get my revenge. So he went on, and he finally got to him, and it's a long play on how he got to him. This isn't a typical, you know, assassin come out of retirement type movie. This guy is a straight killer.
And I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah, he's not going to hurt you. No, he isn't. He's going to kill you.
Yeah, that's right. He's going
to
kill you.
He's not out to beat you up and leave you there and go tell your boss. He's out to put a bullet in your head. Because that's how accurate he is. And he used his guns like people use their hands. That's how awesome this movie is. So anyway, that ended. And you was like, wow, that was just such an awesome movie. So John Wick 2 came out. So my wife was like, oh, no, we got to go see that. Yeah. And I was like, no, but I want to see Logan. She's like, no, we got to see John Wick. I said, so we're going to see them both. And this one is a little earlier. So we're going to see Logan. And then we went to see John Wick. So John Wick 2. So first of all, he went back. He was trying to find his car. You know, at the end, he didn't have his car. And so he was basically trying to find his car and come to find out the brother of the big boss that he killed had his car.
Yep. After he killed his both his brother and his nephew, and then he did that, he's like, well, you know, he killed my family. I'm going to go after him.
Yeah. And he, so you're trying to impressions
after
too,
him.
Right?
He's like, but you, why are you afraid of him? We are not afraid of John Wick.
We're not afraid of the boogeyman.
The boogeyman. Yeah, that's what they call the boogeyman.
The Baba Gaja.
The boogeyman.
The Bubu Gaja. Some shit. I don't know. So it was one of those. So anyway, so after he got his car, then the new actual storyline kicks in. So there was a guy that showed up. I think he was, what, Italian, baby? Or he was European. Yeah. Let's go with European.
No, he was Italian. He was Italian.
He was Italian.
I think
yeah,
he was.
Dan Antonio. There yeah. was Italian gangster. Santonio Dan Antonio. You know, it's kind of like, so there we go with the impressions again. Sorry. Santonio Dan Antonio. So this guy, he, you know, came back and said, I need you, need some help. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do an impression, sorry. So Keanu Reeves or John Wick said, I'm out of it, you know. I can't do it. He said, but you have a blood oath.
Yeah.
I save your ass in order for you to get out. You owe me. And he was like, no, I'm sorry. I'm so tempted to do the Keanu Reeves. I'm so sorry. So if I come and do it, just please forgive me. So, you know, Keanu was like, I'm not going to do it. So the guy was like, okay. Nice house that you have. And I was like, psh, all right, he's probably going to try to, you know, shoot in the house and go from there.
Yep.
This dude goes outside and shoots like 3 rocket launchers and blows the house up. He blows Keanu Reeves out the door and the puppy. He was like, oh no, he killed another fucking dog.
sure did thought that.
But he didn't kill the dog. So, you know, it went from there. And so he survived. But his house is like burnt down, and you know, the pictures of his wife's is in there. So that romantic side, you know, they had to show that, like, oh no, my wife. You know, it was all like that. But that started the movie and the new story plot line. But the biggest plot line, even on top of that, was Santonio wanted him to kill his sister.
Yeah, his
because
yep.
his sister inherited the big boss position, right?
Yeah, he inherited the business, and he was like, the boogeyman was like, dude, I can't do that. You got to. You owe me.
Yeah, you owe
because
me.
He had that coin or yeah, the stamp. Oh no, the
he had
stamp,
a stamp, the blood stamp.
Yeah, blood stamp. Yeah,
and he brought it out and he showed him. So you know, so after Keanu Reeves was like all blown up, he walked into the city. So he walked all the way to the city, and it made it like so dramatic.
Mm.
Walked from the burnt down house down the road, across the bridge, into the infamous hotel where mm-hmm. all the you know assassins were, and he said, I want to talk to the boss. So he was like, the boss is always open, you know. So he was asking him if he was there. So the black guy there in the back, you know, he's one of our favorite actors, too. He was on, what was that show that we used to watch, baby? The scientific one, and he was the head boss there. Remember?
Oh, I can't remember.
The black dude on there. And he showed up in a whole lot of other movies.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I know you're talking about. Daggone it. He was on damn HBO, too.
Yeah. Oh, he was on The Wire.
Yeah,
at
The
first.
Wire. Yeah, he was
and
The
then,
Wire. Yeah.
Then he was on the other one. So, really cool. So, he's a good actor. He didn't do much on this one, but he always shows up with this South African accent or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Ian McShane, who plays the big boss of the hotel, told him, you owe this dude.
That's right.
You know, you can do whatever you want, but you owe this guy. After it's done, you owe him. So Keanu was like,
yeah, he didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it
because he I didn't come out of retirement for this. I came out of retirement to get my goddamn car.
That's all. He was like, well, you're not really retired. When you say you retire, you need to stay retired. So if you came out, that means you're still in. So he felt a little bad, but he got all the information and he was like, psh, all right. So I have to go kill his sister.
Yep.
And, you know, like most movies, you think, oh, he's not going to kill her. You know, he's going to get to the point. He's going to find out what the information is. Then he's going to go back and kill, you know, Antonio. He's going to kill him. So anyway, what we find out is Antonio put a hit out on him anyway. Because he figured that since he was going to do it, because he did meet with him. I'm sorry, I missed that part. He did meet with Santonio at the museum, remember? Yeah, because he was having some kind of art expo inside of there. So he met with him, found out the details.
He was always meeting in the damn museum.
Yeah, yeah. So he met with him in the museum and gave him the details. But then he turned around and Santonio put a $7 million hit on him. So as he had to go to Greece or Italy or somewhere, he had to go there to kill his sister. So what was cool with that, too, is her bodyguard was one of the major assassins as well.
Yeah, Carmen.
So Carmen. So this was cool. So usually when I see Carmen, Carmen plays this kind of criminal that kind of like, oh, you're just trying to be a badass.
Right, right.
Trying to be.
Yeah.
This one. Carmen was a badass. Carmen was a... So both of them talk like, yeah, man. And Keanu was like, it's good to see you. And he was like, yeah, whatever. And you back in. And they was just going back with the low. But it was cool. So, you know, they fight with guns. And all of them have this type of suit on, right? Remember when they went and got the suit?
Yeah, they got, oh yeah, you got so it's cool. The suit.
So they made it, and this was so cool too. So he said, I like to talk to the tailor. And this old Asian woman take him all the way in the back, and he was, you know, they was using some, you know, metaphors or hyperbole type statements of, is this a dinner or day? And they were like putting all types of bulletproof shit in there and all of that. And then he said, I like to speak to the sommelier. I was like, oh, he's going to get some wine. But the sommelier was a weapons expert. So he was like, well, we have a German and it's a little sweet. And he pulled out this German Luger. And I was like, wow. So he had all types of weapons. So the sommelier was the weapon expert as opposed to a wine. So nice little things in there. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that was, I mean, when they went to get them suits, oh, that suit, oh my God.
And it was, and the tailors was like amazing.
Oh, because they were showing, it's like, okay, he said, what kind of suit? I want an evening suit and
a day suit.
And a day suit. He's like, okay, what's the damn difference?
But you saw that, you know, during the day, he wouldn't probably need so much armor inside of it. But on the other hand, at night, he's going to have it. And then the sommelier was giving him some other stuff. And it was like, it was just so cool. And
remember the lining? He said, oh, we have a lining that is bulletproof.
He didn't even say bulletproof.
No,
he said
didn't.
Something else.
Yeah, he did.
But you knew he was talking about it being bulletproof.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know.
That was funny as hell.
That was cool. So all of that was like leading up to him getting all his weapons and going to kill his San Antonio's sister.
Yeah.
You know, so he goes in there. You know, the thing that happened there is, you know, we're going to give too much away. But he eventually killed her because that's his contract. And, you know, to me, that was a surprise. Because, you know, most movies was like, he'll save her life and go after Santonio.
Right,
but
right.
She died. And, you know, he put a bullet in her head.
No,
I'm not going to tell you how she died.
Okay.
I'm not going to say how she died.
Okay. We're going to let that go. Okay.
But he put
you.
A bullet in her head.
Right.
So, if you see it, you figure out, whoa, what's up? So after that, Santonio had this deaf mute bodyguard that was trying to beat Keanu's ass, and she was doing sign language and everything. Mm-hmm. And he was talking, but he never showed her that he did sign language. But she went after him as he was chasing behind his sister.
Right, but I mean, so he didn't. I think he knew that they would come after him after what he did because they had to kill him.
Yeah, they had to.
But I mean, it was. I mean, it was interesting because he was like. He was like well prepared for it, yeah. You know, because you.
Could, so he set up this whole the yeah. way he got in. Oh, he went to the key guy. Remember?
Yeah.
So he went to a key guy because he had to go underground, and yep. all these old entrances had these old keys. So he worked with this old map guy and all of that. So it was a great build up for him to get everything he needed in order to get his job done, and he got the job done yeah. easily.
Yep, he did. But it was just that it's like you knew it was like
there's a catch somewhere.
Yeah, it was a catch somewhere. It sure was.
So the catch was, you know, when Common found out, oh, you're back in the game, and then they went at it. They went at it until they fell into the European version of the hotel where all the assassins were. Yeah. And you cannot, based on the last movie, you cannot kill anyone. Oh, it's like neutral land inside the building where these assassin was. You can be safe in these areas. So when they got in there, him and Common had to stop fighting.
Yep.
And they sat there and, you know, they, you know, went back and forth. They had a drink and talked about it. And he said, I'm going to
kill you
quickly. I owe you business courtesy or whatever. And he was like, I'll do the same for you, you know. So it was really cool. It was really cool. But anyway, so he had to get back. And when he had to get back because he wanted to catch up with Dan Antonio to find out, to say, yo, you tried to kill me. But then when he got back to New York, he found out that there was a contract over his head. And I think he raised the price and all that? Of the assassins.
Yeah, it was after him. It was, what, 7 million?
No, it was 7 million at first.
Right.
And then they sent it out to everybody. So all the assassins, they had assassins on as bums on the street. And yeah, I was like,
that was like all crazy.
Types them up. I was like, whoa, yeah. Everybody's a freaking assassin. What?
Because, yeah. I was like, what the hell? He was like, and it was like you seen that part where everybody froze.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all, you know, like, no, it's not they froze, but they like all looked at him like.
No, that was at the end.
Okay,
crazy.
Okay.
But these were the people you see, their phones start ringing. And then,
And
when they sent it to this place where they got it, it was really cool because they sent it to them. It was like some old fashioned AT&T, no, Marbell place where, you know, they had to plug it in and say, call for such and such one ringy dingy, you know, some bullshit like that. But they plugged it in and then they wrote contracts and it went out. And then it went out to all the cell phones of these assassins. So he gets back and he finally finds out where San Antonio is hiding. And he had this at the museum. So he still had that opening for the museum, yeah, but he happens to be there.
Yeah, he was hiding there. Wasn't they having a party?
Yep, they was having a party, but Carmen was there too, right?
Carmen he handled on the train.
Oh, when he caught him later on.
Right. I think it was before he went to the party that he had got to Carmen. Or was it?
No, it was after.
Because they put out the hit on him way before he came to the party.
So he was limping in there. Okay. So it's the movie's moving so quickly. And, you know, some of it was repetitive because they kept going after him.
Yeah.
They continued to go after this dude. And you kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah, because, you know, the good part was that him and Common had it out. And he said he stabbed Common in a main artery, and he told Common, if you take it out, you die.
Yep. If you take it out. He said, that's common courtesy.
That's common courtesy. And he left him on the train, and he said, if you take it out, you die.
And Common just had a little grin like, yeah, all right, good one.
And so now remember, there was another guy he found on the side of the road or on the train.
Oh, he was trying to hide from all of the assassins.
Right, right.
So they was trying to kill him,
right,
he saw this bum and said, I need to talk to somebody.
He didn't say who to talk
or
to.
Or take me to.
Yeah, take me to such and such.
Such and such. And then the bum was like, he looked, he kind of like, the hell are you talking about? He looked again, and then he just hit him underneath his, like, trash.
Yep.
And then these two Russians showed up, and they looked right there, and he took a gun and boom, boom, shot them two. And two other bums showed up and took the bodies away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, we was like, what the hell?
So come to find out, his old nemesis, you know,
Lawrence
Fishburne.
I was like,
it's the Matrix all over again.
He's like, something and we bust out laughing.
He was like, oh, I haven't seen you in a long time. And we were like, yes, it's the Matrix, you crazy ass.
And we was like, oh my God, they're back together.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, you stabbed me the same spot. He stabbed him the same spot where
No. He, around his neck, and he said, if you hold it, you'll live.
Yeah, he told him that.
And I was like, okay. Yeah, but then he said, why should I help you? He said, if San Antonio takes over New York, you'll be done.
Yep.
He said, so I need to find a way to kill him. And that's when he gave him a gun and 7 bullets. He said, what am I going to do with 7 bullets? He was like, kill San Antonio.
Yep.
He said, I'm not going to help you no other than that. That's what you're going to do.
Damn gun
so
jab.
So it was so cool. So when he went after him, he shot his 7 bullets, and every time he ran out of bullets, he had to take somebody else's gun.
Yep.
So he'd take somebody's gun,
catch
the next guy, take his gun.
Yep.
Take the next guy, take his gun. And I was like, wow. But he had to keep doing it because he didn't even have anything to reload. So it was like, wow. So it's like, the excitement and everything leading up to all of that was like really, really cool. So they did like a really good job of him being that awesome.
It was. I mean, I was like, it was so good. Oh yeah, because I was like, okay. Oh, look, we missed the part about the dog. I love that part about the dog where the guy he said, I need somebody to watch my dog. He cannot be here.
But I can take care of him. If you like me to. And he said, stay.
That
dog was like, damn. And he just sat there. And I was like, oh, okay. So that was cool.
So how did he, so this is the remember when he came back to his house and he had the dog with him?
Mm-hmm.
So what part of that happened?
That's when he came back to New York.
It's
before he killed him.
Okay,
But he went back to the house and, you know, he found her necklace, remember?
Yeah.
It was his necklace and he just, you know, went from that.
Yeah, because he destroyed that house.
Yeah, that house was totally, it was a beautiful home,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he totally destroyed that joint.
So now he was homeless and he had, and what's the name, his boy had to fix his car.
Yep. So he dropped his car off with, what's his name?
The Spanish guy. Let's say the Spanish guy.
Yeah, John Leguizamo.
Yeah, that's him.
And he's one of our favorites, too.
Yes, pretty cool.
Back to the Spike Lee days and everything. So pretty, pretty cool. So, you know, but he gets to the point. He chases San Antonio all the way back into the hotel. And Ian McShane, who's the head guy there, he said, don't do it. You know what's going to happen. Don't do it. And that guy said, I can stay here forever. I can live here. I can, bam, he shot his ass.
Right there.
And they was like,
now you can't come in here no more.
You know what's going to happen. And he was like, yeah.
He knew exactly what he was doing.
But at the end, it was like he had to meet with him. He got his dog and he went back and they met inside the park. Remember?
Yep.
And they stood there, and he was like, I know what you got to do. And he's like, you got one hour. And he was like, okay. And he did something, and everybody around him just stopped.
Yep.
And looked at him. And then they walked on. And he was like, oh, shit. Everybody's out here waiting to get me.
Yep. And he ran.
And he just ran off the screen, yeah, basically.
He ran off the screen. That was it. We was like, okay, so that's going to be a movie number three.
Of John Wick on the run. But what is he? Who is he on the run? Where can he hide? And what's going on from there? So, and the critics was like, they loved it. But I can see why. You know, because this was like really, really cool. This was a really smooth, low-key Keanu Reeves movie and just a good take on the first John Wick movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, very, very good. Highly recommend. I missed a little some of it, but I would love to see this one again. This is another one that you could say, you know what, this was exciting.
Yeah, and I would do it back to back. I would see the first one and then the second one.
And just transition right into that.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome.
It was awesome. So John Wick 2, Chapter 2. So that was that. A really, really good movie. You know, if you choosing to see, hey, look, I don't want to see a great storyline. I really don't want to see a story that makes me feel. I just want to see some people just get blown up, shot up, and keep my adrenaline going.
Yeah.
That's this one.
That's this one, yeah.
And sometimes that's all you need. And this is what it's giving you. So really, really good movie. So anywho, this is Urban Lifestyle Cafe chilling. And we see what other movie. What's funny is what I keep hearing. I didn't want to see it, but I keep hearing so much about it, is the new King Kong. And no one is giving it bad reviews. People are saying, compared to the last King Kong done by, I think, Steven Jackson from the Lord of the Rings group, that was awful. That, to me, that was one of the most awful King Kong movies. I don't like King Kong anyway. But this one was freaking awesome.
Okay, so we got another good movie to
go see. So another, you know, crazy, out of the way kind of movie that we probably go see. And luckily, you know, for those in Georgia, always check your Groupon. And if you get mail for the Studio Movie Grill, they got $5 days for the week, especially when they come up, and not $5 Tuesdays. It's $5 for the Tuesdays. Week. Yeah. So you can get them either way. So if you get $5, you go from that. But the new King Kong, Monster Island, or whatever that is, they said that is very exciting and good. A good twist on the King Kong genre and everything. So that one we may get to see, and then we're going to wait on a couple of other ones into April. But that's Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm your bougie black brother, chilling and getting ready to convert over. So look for that logo. Look for those changes. Still part of that dreadlock connoisseur will be out there. But as I transition over, look for the bougie black brother. And you can see my wife on Coffee Women in Tech. And look out for the Women in Tech podcast as well.
That's new. We're putting it out. I'm going to be doing my own podcast.
So she'll be doing hers. I'll be producing, and we'll be going from there. So enjoy. Thanks so much for everything. And keep listening as we bring in more and more movies, music, tech, and whatever.
Yes. All
exciting stuff. Thank you so much. And have a great day.
Yes. Enjoy.